So keeping a set of rules and commandments is not what saves us. It is placing our faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Hi, and welcome back to BibleLine. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And in today's video, we're going to answer a question that was sent in by a listener who suffered from domestic abuse. So I hope this helps more than just her. But we want to welcome you to the BibleLine channel. If this is your first time here, make sure that you like, comment, and share the video. If you're coming back already as a subscriber, welcome back. So good to have you with us. If it is your first time, or maybe you've been watching us for a while and you haven't subscribed yet, make sure that you hit that red subscribe button and then the little notification bell right next to it. That will help make sure that every time we post a new video, you get an alert in your email, on your smartphone, whatever it is, that, hey, BibleLine posted a new video and you can stay in touch with us. If you have a question yourself about the Bible or something you've gone through, send it to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we will get you an answer. We post that on our website too, and we try to make a video for every question that we answer. So let's go ahead and get into today's video. Very sensitive subject. I'm going to read the question to you directly, and then I'll just give you a direct answer, and I hope this is helpful to you. I've been married for 29 years. It wasn't a good marriage at all. I got diagnosed with MS 4 years into the marriage. My husband was an alcoholic from day one. I just didn't know much about alcohol and what happens to people, how they change over the years. It grew worse. He eventually stopped paying bills and bought more and more alcohol. Then the physical abuse started, and he was eventually arrested, put in jail, into rehab and anger classes. I feel guilty in the eyes of God that I fought back and called him many names. He says, I'm assuming this is what her husband says, I will pay for this and go to hell. He was abusive. Will I or won't I go to hell? I just want to thank you so much for writing in to BibleLine. I'm sure that what you've gone through is very difficult and very heavy. And I want to say clearly from the outset, if anybody is suffering from domestic abuse, go to the local authorities. If you are being verbally abused, physically abused, there are things set up in the area around you to protect you. You do not have to suffer through those things. I want to be real clear about that. The second thing is, there's a very assuring passage in Acts chapter 13, verses 38 through 39, that tells us very clearly how we are saved. I want to read that to you now. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, note what this says here, all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. I read that verse to you because I want you to know very clearly that how you behaved in this marriage does not affect your eternal position in Christ. I'm going to read that to you one more time. All that believe are justified from all things. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection as the full payment for your sins, you are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So keeping a set of rules and commandments is not what saves us. It is placing our faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And I really am sorry to read about your marriage. And I know that many women and men go through things like this. And I want to just say a little bit about marriage. Ephesians chapter 5 gives us a very good, clear structure for how a marriage should work. Ephesians chapter 5 in verse 25 says this, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. This is the pattern in which men are supposed to lead their homes. God has put the man in the head position in the home, but not just to be a dictator and do whatever he wants and crack the whip. He is to love his wife after the pattern that Jesus Christ has displayed, in that Jesus gave himself for the world. Husbands should love their wives in the same way. And then also, the wife is to submit to her husband because he is that head of the household. And that's there in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 23 through 24. Would you read that with me? For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their husbands in everything. So wives, if they want to be in the right proper standing of what God blesses in a marriage are to be submissive to their husbands. And it's not a 50-50 thing. It's a 100-100 thing. The man is supposed to lead the woman, and the woman is supposed to be submissive to the man, and they both submit to the Lord. This is the results in which produce a good, happy, and healthy marriage. Unfortunately, in today's world, that's not how it goes. In fact, there are prenuptial agreements before marriage that if it gets to this point, we're just going to annul this right away. Men need to be biblical men. They need to love the Lord and love their wives and care for their wives and do the things that are important for their wives to be happy and blessed in that marriage. And women, in turn, are supposed to be able to trust their husbands and lead them, and follow them. And if this doesn't happen, then the marriage won't be blessed. Now you just have two people that are trying to rule and dictate by their own flesh. And unfortunately, as our listener who wrote in today, she has experienced firsthand the side effects of addiction and an individual being consumed with their flesh. But I want to give you hope and close with this. I don't know all the specific details of what you have gone through, but I do know this. You have eternal life if you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ's finished work, period. There's nothing that can ever change that. I don't want you to feel like because you said things that were hurtful and did things that were hurtful that now God says, get out of here, you're not in my family anymore. No, God will discipline us as he disciplines all the children that he loves, which is all of the believers. In Hebrews 12:6, it says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So we know that, but that will never result in you being removed from the family of God. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 2 says this, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. I pray that this is a blessing to you, and I do pray that there is a reunion between you and your husband, that he can learn to, if he has not put his faith in Jesus Christ, that he would put his faith in Christ, and then he would learn to walk and maintain his relationship with the Lord. Remember, if you're struggling with domestic abuse, please reach out to your local authorities and use the things that are around you to support you. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.